Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we'll be listening to a concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival featuring tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander and the Peter Bernstein Trio with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Matt Jorgensen on drums. Eric Alexander grew up in Olympia, got seriously interested in jazz at Indiana University and later at William Patterson College in New Jersey. Among his major influences have been people like saxophonist George Coleman and pianist Harold Mayburn. Eric Alexander got down to business playing in organ trios in Chicago, where it's said, if you're a tenor man, get a big sound or get out of town. His first record was with the Mighty Burner, organist Charles Erland. After the Chicago apprenticeship, he moved on to New York, where he's become a regular at places like Smoke, where he's often appeared with guitarist Peter Bernstein. The guitarist is a native New Yorker and has also appeared at the Ballard Jazz Festival before. Much in demand as a sideman as well as a leader, he's recorded more than a dozen CDs. Both Eric Alexander and Peter Bernstein tour internationally. In this Ballard Jazz Festival concert, they're joined by Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Matt Jorgensen on drums. Here they are with a reimagining of the standard, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Thank you.
Opening this concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival, that was Eric Alexander on tenor saxophone with Peter Bernstein Trio, opening with The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. A concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Eric Alexander.
It's great to be up here with these guys. These are some of my oldest and dearest musical friends. Pete and I play together so much, it's disgusting. I've probably been around Pete more than I've been around my own family over the last few years. Mr. Jorgensen, he was in New York. He was a Seattle expat for some time, and I think we used to play at Starbucks, didn't we, in the early days? Just twice, but you were kind of the straw boss of the Upper East Side Starbucks gig circuit, as I recall, right? And there's a lot of connection up here. Chuck Dierdorf is someone I've admired for many years before I had a chance to play with him. It turns out he went to the Evergreen State College. Did you have a class with my father, or you just knew he was around just based on aura? My father's a true Renaissance man. He's well-versed in many fields. And Chuck was at the Evergreen State College, so there is a lot of connection here. It's great to be here. That was The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. We're going to continue now with one of the great guitar players alive on the planet today, and that is not hyperbole, that's a fact. Peter Bernstein, we're going to pay and play tribute to a former master, Wes Montgomery, and this is called Full House.
Thank you.
You're listening to a concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival featuring Eric Alexander on tenor saxophone with Peter Bernstein Trio on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
We're going to continue now with a beautiful ballad, and this is 10 bars long. The composer of this tune was such a genius. He was able to make an incredible statement with harmony parts and a gorgeous melody. In 10 bars, I'm speaking of the people's champion, the late, great Horace Silver. And this is entitled Peace. Thank you. How about that? Peter Bernstein on the guitar. You know, the truth is, if you had some young jazz students and you said, all you guys are allowed to do for the next 4 years is learn 15 Horace Silver arrangements, harmony parts included, that's it, case closed, you cover everything. We're going to continue now with a tune that was written by somebody who's very dear to my heart and everyone up here, but me in particular, because I'm a saxophonist and he's my musical daddy. I'm speaking of the great George Coleman, who got a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Award this year. Overdue, yet nonetheless received, finally. So how about a nice round of applause for George Coleman? This tune was written by George Coleman. It's entitled Amsterdam After Dark. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Amsterdam After Dark, a composition by the tenor saxophonist George Coleman, who was one of Eric Alexander's teachers and a mentor. You're listening to Eric Alexander on tenor saxophone, along with Peter Bernstein guitar and Chuck Dierdorf bass, Matt Jorgensen on drums, in a concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Eric Alexander.
Well, you know, YouTube is a strange social media. Is it social media or is it just posting? It's a strange barometer of what is good and what's not. 10 years ago, this very group performed at the Mars Church, right? That's not an available venue at this point, is it? No? So we've moved on to pre-Christian venues like the Nordic Museum, you know, where we celebrate the marauding Vikings with... I digress. What I was trying to say is the last time that we performed together in this aggregation, we recorded a tune, and I wanted to reprise it tonight because somehow, you know, against all odds, right? You never know what's going to hit and what's going to miss. What does it have, like 4 million YouTube views or something? It's absurd. Can we get an advertisement on there, please? Can we get some kind of royalty, some kind of thing, an ad for your new menswear collection, Matt Jorgensen's menswear collection at Nordstrom. So we're going to play the tune, and Jim Wilkie can attest to this. He's grinning. The one tune on this record that for some reason hit, like for me, I haven't had a song that hit, but now I'm getting sound exchange statements. They're actually substantial. 0000013. 10,000 plays. The total check with 100,000 hits or more is less than 13 cents. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, we're going to do this song from the record that was against all odds a hit. And I wrote it in like 1 second because my son was singing it and it's like an Eddie Harris groove. So I simply called it Eddie Harris. And I'd like you to applaud one more time the great Peter Bernstein on guitar. And the great Matt Jorgensen on the drums. And I have to say, I mean, he is incredible, but I don't think I've ever heard him play better. I don't know what he's doing tonight, but I want to participate in that. Chuck Dierdorf on the bass. Mm-hmm. How about that? Thank you.
That was a tune titled Eddie Harris, composed by Eric Alexander, who was heard here on tenor saxophone with the Peter Bernstein Trio. Peter Bernstein on guitar, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. We recorded the concert at the Nordic Heritage Museum as part of the Ballard Jazz Festival, presented by John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen and Origin Records. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to Dave Dysart, who did house sound and assisted us with the recording. And thank you for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production for Jazz Northwest, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.